Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. All we got is dancing feet.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Hey, correction, I'm scanning through this thing, and I just missed it. The St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins Game 7 did make the list. Yes, they did. 38th with almost a 5 rating, 8.72 million watching. That's impressive. Ahead of the Masters third round, ahead of Mexico-USA Gold Cup final by a sizable margin. Ahead of the Pro Bowl, thank goodness. Can you imagine if the Pro Bowl would have had more than Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals? What a joke.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. You know what's not sad, Brian, is this Josh Bell coming to town tonight. He's sitting there with 27 homers and 84 RBIs. And this is a guy, he had a dozen last year. I think 12 home runs. What's going right with him?
You know, it's funny. His stance has changed. At least from when he first started out with Pittsburgh, he was a little more open. Now he's a little upright. He stands a little taller at the plate as well. And for whatever reason, that adjustment, and I'm sure a few more that I don't notice, has propelled him to being a monster at the plate. He's dynamic and fun to watch.
60 extra base hits by the All-Star break, which was a record.
And that's the thing, right? It's not just in this age of home runs. You know, 27 home runs isn't even the league leader. Yelich is well over 30 at this point. But the 60 extra base hits, accumulating over 60, almost 60% of the hits that he's hit so far this year is something else. He is fun.
1,015 OPS. Ooh. Gosh, that's wild. In May, he had 12 doubles and 12 homers to join Hank Aaron and Frank Robinson as the only players to ever do that in a month. Wow. Good stuff. And tonight, on the hill facing Josh Bell for the Cardinals, will be the one and only, who is it? Let's see.
It's Michaelis, who's had home run problems this year.
5-9. Better at home than on the road, correct?
I believe so.
So there's like a sizable difference.
But he has had some issues with allowing too many home runs at times. Yeah, 2.48 ERA on Busch Stadium.
Wow.
Ground, it is 7.4 on the road.
Whew.
Which is bad.
The Pirates could actually leave St. Louis ahead of the Cardinals. 3-game series. I believe. Let's see. Tuesday. No, wait a minute. Yeah, it's 3-game series, and they're 2.5 games behind the Cardinals. Do you have a good pulse on the Cardinals as we speak?
I mean, they won their last series 2 out of 3, so they'll probably lose 2 out of 3 this series until we see any significant kind of change in performance. Don't we always have to assume 500?
Probably.
Ponce de Leon probably wins the one game this series just because that'll make the most sense.
I could picture Michaelis pitching well tonight at Busch Stadium, though. A couple of quick texts here. Soccer 16th most watched game I'll never catch on from Doug's prison wallet. How about soccer on television?
Oh, I love watching soccer. I'm scrolling through that list. I didn't see an MLS in the top 50.
No. There is not.
So I wonder how those ratings were trending. Does it say, so 50 most watched and then no MLS? They do have 50 through 100 on the next page, and that has one MLS, the 100th
really
most watched.
Is there a Blues game 6 on there, by the way, in the 50 through 100?
Let's see. And then top sports audiences of 2018. Oh, so that's what that is. No, never mind. So now what's page 2? Is top sports audiences by sport. Top sports audiences by network. Is that what that was? Is that by network?
I think that's by network.
Okay, yeah. That must have been it then. Yes.
All right. Let's see what else.
Hopefully a Blues victory isn't 1 in 2 million. It's a splashback deuce.
I tell you, the television ratings for that parade, though, they were good for all the stations, If you combine the television ratings for that parade, I think that has to be the most watched sporting event in St. Louis. Were you guys? Did either of you guys go there?
I didn't. I watched it from home. I'm not a big
parade guy.
Parade guy.
No, I watch it from
not
home.
Not my thing.
Yeah, I agree that I'm not a parade guy either, but I think that would be the lone exception to be at that one. And remember the weather? It was supposed to be terrible, too.
Yeah, it ended up being great.
Yeah. I remember seeing Doug walking the area with an umbrella and a ball cap on, expecting torrential downpour. And it's like 75 degrees. Another misfire by Channel 4. Okay, let's see.
By the way, this is from Bob Nightingale, saying that he has an article, Top 10 Storylines, as we are now just over 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. The one and only. No waiver deals this year. So you would hope it'd be a little more active than it has been in years past. Who will be the most aggressive teams? He lists them. The Yankees, the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Cardinals, and the Nationals receiving the most votes. The Cardinals are experiencing their longest playoff drought in 20 years, and the heat is starting to mount on the front office. They must come up with a frontline starter, and Bumgarner appears to be a perfect fit. They're going to have a chance to catch the Cubs.
And then that Bumgarner deal, I don't want Daniel Ponce de Leon in that deal. And I don't know if San Francisco has much interest in Michael Wacha. They wouldn't, because he's a rental. They wouldn't want him. Maybe Tyler O'Neill catching fire if he has a couple of really good weeks here. Maybe that is a chip they could use.
Boy, could you do a joint Madison Bumgarner-Will Smith trade and take care of two issues on your team? That'd be something.
Yeah. Do we have any of those healthy Memphis pitchers yet? The lefty, is he back yet?
Austin Gomber, no. And there wasn't a very good prognosis. Most saying he hasn't quite strengthened the fatigue muscle quite as quickly as they had hoped. Most spoke last week before, I guess it would have been last Thursday, before they're on their optional workout day. And I don't think he dispensed any good news. It was always just, okay, this recovery isn't moving as quickly. Alex Reyes has pushed back. Austin Gomber's pushed back. We're going to have to DL Yadier Molina, or IL, rather, Yadier Molina. There was no good news last week for the Cardinals.
Yeah. I mean, Molina and Ozuna look like they could be 3 weeks away. And
Jerko may not come back at all this year.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, because Jerko would be a nice asset to have right now.
To trade.
Either in a trade or to play at third.
Yeah.
If you were hitting, you might be willing to live with some of his defensive shortcomings at third base, which aren't much. He's a pretty good defensive third baseman, but that hurts in two instances for the team.
You know, everybody is pretty down on Jerko. People forget that this guy bashed 61 home runs in his first three seasons as a Cardinal. Now, this year it's been brutal, 196, but the guy's just never been healthy.
He's always been a guy that you need to be careful not overexposing him. And I think sometimes he was overexposed a bit, and that's when he kind of slumped at the plate. But if they just kept him a couple starts a week, he was a guy who could carry you for a game or two at a time.
Yeah. You're right, though, about the word asset is used a lot in the NBA. You're trying to acquire assets with, you know, draft picks.
Arbitrage.
Yeah. Well, that's his favorite word, Mr. Mosellock. and now you can get nothing for Jed Jerko. You can get very little for Michael Wacha. You can get very little for Austin Gomber. It's not good. And even, you know, look, I heard Mo yesterday on Sports on a Sunday Morning talking about how they don't know which way they're going to go at the trade deadline. It, you know, it depends on if they think they're close. You know, they'll acquire assets. But if they don't think they're close, then they'll trade them. The problem is, Ozuna, after this great beginning, or very good beginning, I wonder what you get for him. I guess he has enough of a resume, you could get something.
I don't think you can get anything for him until he proves he's healthy. That's the issue. Ozuna, maybe if there were an August 31st deadline, if you were to sell, might be an option for that. But if...
Because it's 3 weeks and it's the middle of July, he
right?
Be, he
and they have
be
no
playing.
Idea if, I mean, because apparently these were our slow healing bones, just in general, just because of the way they are in the hand. And then, I mean, any hand injury, any injury with the wrist, with the hitter, we saw with Paul DeJong last year, after he broke his wrist, he was not the same hitter until the beginning of this year when it was completely healed. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So for the Cardinals, Pittsburgh for three, at Cincy for four, at Pittsburgh for four, and then home against Houston for three. Then July 31st falls on the second of a three-game set at home against the Cubs. So I will bet that they'll be kind of where they are now by the time that stretch is done, where they have to decide what they're going to do at the deadline.
And did Bumgarner throw over the weekend?
I think he did.
He did. Okay, so that injury is not... Let's see. He didn't pitch. He's not pitching today. He didn't pitch Sunday.
He pitched in the 13th, five innings, scoreless.
Okay.
One walk, six strikeouts against Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'd be in favor of that move.
I'd be fine with that. A part of me wonders if you're in better shape if you... Mo says we're not sure what direction we're going in. So are we buying? Are we selling? I don't think standing pat is a very good option because that would be too much of what you've done the previous couple of years, and standing pat, the deadline hasn't exactly worked. I think you need to decide maybe a pitcher who's under contract for next year makes sense. Mad Bum, a free agent after the season, and he does – the Cardinals, I believe, are on his list of teams he could reject a trade to just because he basically put any team in contention on it because he wants to pick where he wants to go. So I do wonder if a pitcher like a Trevor Bauer, who I believe is under contract for next season, someone who you can pencil in for next year – just because, you know, it doesn't look like it's happening this year.
I wonder, though, if he's a guy that would consider staying here long-term. And then next year you come back with Flaherty, Hudson, Madison Bumgarner, Ponce, and Wainwright. Oh, and Michaelis. He had six.
I mean, it makes sense. But if you're Madison Bumgarner, you're going to want to play for a team that you know is going to contend next year. And I don't know if that is.
Yeah.
The Cardinals can't sell that as well as other teams can.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of the program. Coming up next, the Cam Jansen Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in 22 hours.